The following is a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about this, Cowboys?
Yeah! Go Cowboys!
Blowing out of the backfield, exploding down the sideline.
This is Hanging with the Boys, presented by Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings. Now, your hosts, Jesse Holly, Kurt Daniels, and Nate Newton.
Welcome to that's for tomorrow. That's okay. Friday. It's Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Come okay. on, I got this. Okay. Welcome to Hanging with the Boys. That's a live look at the Tostitos Championship Plaza outside in front of the Ford Center, where today it is a high of 73 degrees. Right now, 71 nice. Degrees. It's kind of it's really a nice day outside. It's rained a little bit. It's kind of overcast, but the weather is kind of, it ain't December weather. It ain't 2 weeks from Christmas type weather, but we are here nonetheless. That is Kurt Daniels. He is Nate Newton. Yep. I am Jesse Holly. Together, we are Hanging with the Boys, the sports talk equivalent of Braille. People feel us when we speak. This segment is brought to you by Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings. And we're going to talk about the Cowboys defense and the Houston Texans offense. But first. You know, these Twitter streets at times.
You've been on that Twitter today.
These Twitter streets at times. Twitter streets at times can be difficult.
Yes.
To navigate.
Right.
And sometimes people forget their status. Forget how big they are. Forget that it ain't just you and me talking on this Twitter sphere.
Yeah.
It ain't just you and your homeboys talking on this Twitter sphere, but some of us forget that when we tweet things, that the things that we tweet can actually go viral.
Right.
Here we have our boy, who up to this point has done no wrong.
No wrong.
And this is the interesting part about just Twitter and life and growing, is that eventually you have to run into a little bit of maneuvering, especially in these social media streets. And our old boy.
Who is this you're talking about now?
I'm going to get there.
Come on, dog.
This is called the crescendo.
You crescendo in like 18 minutes. Come on.
Our boy Micah Parsons has found himself. Back out in the Twitter streets. If you have not heard, and this is how Micah Parsons found himself in these Twitter streets. If you have not heard, WNBA superstar Brittany Griner has been freed. The U.S. has made a trade, and we're not going to get into politics. The U.S. has made a trade sending the arms dealer, the merchant of death is what they call him, sending him back to Russia in exchange for Brittany Griner. Well, that got Micah Parsons a little bit in trouble. Because, of course, inevitably, everyone talks about the soldier that's still over there. And so Micah Parsons tweets out, we left the Marine? Oh, hell nah. He tweets that out. Then he goes and he tweets something about not voting for Biden, and all hell has broken loose in the Twitter sphere to the point that Micah Parsons had to go back and apologize. He went back. I got to find the tweet. Got to find an apology tweet. Not really. I don't have to find it at all, really. But
what did he? What, just give us a little something.
Yeah, he just said. You know, he said he talked to some people who he respect.
Yeah.
And the things that he tweeted out was a little bit off basis.
More to the story.
More to the story than that. And he deeply apologizes. He's happy that Brittany Griner has come home. But then the names begin to persist. And they called him, which was one of my favorite ones, they called him Pass Rush Limbaugh. So, you know, Micah Parsons is learning a serious lesson in navigating himself through the Twitter streets.
Wow. And I apologize, man, because, boy, I heard this earlier.
Yeah.
but nobody connected his name to it. People just walked to me and said, man, I can't believe he said this.
Yeah.
And me, I stay away from Twitter, but so I'm gonna listen to our show. Wow, he did that.
They called them MAGA Parsons.
MAGA Parsons.
Wow.
Past Rush Limbaugh and some other names, and so
all of the lead to millions.
Yeah, I mean, but for Micah, you know, it's another one of those things.
It's a learning experience,
and you know, as soon as practice ends. And the media are allowed to come in to interview Clarence Hill, Calvin Watkins, Bobby Belt,
David Moore,
John Machota, Mike Fisher, all of these guys and gals, Jory Epstein,
the young lady,
Jane Slater,
be in the front.
All of them.
she gets hers.
Will be at the locker of one Micah Parsons. MAGA Parsons.
What's up?
As he only talks once a week, though. It's today.
What's
his
up, Parsons?
I don't know. Is today his day?
Micah Limbo.
Micah
Limbaugh.
Pass Rush Limbaugh is amazing.
I'm gonna tell you something. This is what you do when you're youthful.
But I'll say this.
Yes, I'll say this.
He did his. I believe his apology was sincere, and it looked like somebody got to him quick, and was like, "Whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa! Hey, you don't go down that road. Mm-hmm. You don't want to go down that road, especially being in Texas, especially being in the political parties and all that kind of nonsense and all that." We laugh and joke about this, but Michael Jordan was very, very clear when he said Republicans buy sneakers too, right? And so for athletes, it's not that you have to shy away from, you know, that kind of stuff, but you have to understand that you are a brand, that you are – you know, your brand and everybody, you want everybody to support what you do. And he said he didn't feel, you know, he liked the policies of Biden.
He said he didn't. He was definitely not.
He didn't
fight
for Biden.
He didn't Biden either.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you, like, it's right here.
But you know, the Trumpers took that. I was like, oh, he's with us.
Let me tell you this. But he's a youth.
Yes.
Yeah. And you can defend that. You can defend that. But it's certain things we all know. Whether you honestly feel that way or not, you should be able to express it. But some things you just cannot express.
This is Twitter, and you guys know how Twitter reacts about any and everything, especially politically.
That's the thing. Anything you post is going to have the yeses, yays, and nays on either side. But man, once you get down that political spectrum,
if you are a brand, it counts.
Yeah, if you have any level of celebrity, you get into that political stuff. And everybody has a feeling about it, and everybody's going to have one way or the other. And if you go to the other side,
But is this one thing I will say, and I don't care who tweet me bad, but I have to say this. The next athlete that goes over there with something in your hand in your pocket, don't do that. Please. I can say that, right? That's smart, right?
Say whatever you want, Nate. Yeah.
If the next athlete that goes over there with something that goes against their country rules.
Nate's talking about Brittany Griner. Oh, okay. The next athlete that goes anywhere outside of the – that's another thing. If you're an athlete and you're traveling abroad –
Know the rules, man.
America's rules and laws do not apply everywhere else.
I'm happy she's home. I don't want to get into the political part, but I'm talking about athletes after her.
Yeah.
Do not take, I don't care how small it is. Don't do that, because countries tend to copy one another and to want to make that type of example. So, Ms. Griner, glad you're back, but please tell everybody, don't take nothing with you.
And Micah, Micah,
I love you, baby. That
lesson
youthful.
Learned.
You
yeah,
youthful.
Lesson learned.
You know what I mean?
What?
I'm glad you did, because I ain't really want to talk about them old sorry folks down the street.
Can athletes be, because back, you know, Muhammad Ali was the top of the, you know, when it came to political activism and speaking out, can athletes even do that today?
Yeah, they can.
Yes.
Yeah, they can. But you got to be real. You got to be real smart about it. You got to
be real strong, I would think.
Yeah, yeah.
Mentally
strong. You can't back up. If you say something, if you ever back up, you through. You through. And You know, like young Mike, he had his shot. You know, once you start apologizing and backing up off of what you believe, you need to be quiet.
This whole cancel culture that we live in today, it's not real. Cancel culture is not real.
It's not real?
It's not real. It isn't.
I think it is.
Who's been canceled?
Yeah. No.
It's a dust up for 24 hours, and then the next one comes
like
along.
Like, literally.
You can't keep doing it, though. You can't
keep doing it. No, I'm not saying keep doing it. Like, who has been canceled?
No one has been canceled, but you can't keep doing it. You can't. Because if you can keep doing it, why apologize?
Because that's what that is. See, a lot of times, and I know that we're floating around in this space, a lot of times when it comes to celebrities and it comes to apologizing, I'm not apologizing a lot of times because I'm really sorry. I'm apologizing because I got caught. And then what I start getting is I start getting the emails and calls from those folks that's, hey, now this is Nike. Hey, now this is Adidas. Yeah. Hey, now this is Bank of America. This is a get right.
We didn't take Odell to Bank of America.
Because he didn't want to go to the field. Yeah. So that's what ends up happening. A lot of times you only apologize because you got caught. And then you only apologize because you're trying to save whatever little bit of stuff you can still save.
Right.
For the long haul.
Yeah.
And that's what it basically boils down to. Now you can continue, like to your point, you can continue on kind of like how Kanye is doing, and he's canceling himself out, but everywhere he turns up, he's finding himself with another group that'll accept him. So, you know, it's all relative. I don't believe the cancel culture is real. It's a heat wave for, you know, 24, 48 hours, 72 hours, maybe even a week. And then we are so microwave, we're on to the next.
Yeah.
We're on to the next. Because somebody else is going to do something stupid and we're going to jump on that person.
That's right.
Try to cancel them.
It's a lot of stupidity out
yes.
there.
All right. Cowboys.
We never had these problems with Foreigner. We never had these problems with Journey.
With music?
Yeah, we never had a problem with those guys.
Just never had the social media to put it out there.
That's the greatest thing. Just imagine, Nate, social media with the 90s Cowboys.
Would have been big.
Y'all would have been rock stars.
But we would have been, like you said, we would have got canceled out.
Y'all would have been in some. No, because you would have been winning.
Yeah. And the thing about it was to meet us over here, Cowboys Cafe. Oh, we already had people circling the building.
Y'all would have had plenty. Wow. TMZ. Imagine TMZ in the bushes at the White House.
We'd have saw it. It'd have been in there with us. Full fledged cameras rolling, baby. Hey, swing high, swing low, cherry.
Oh, my God.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, baby.
Tyron Smith opened up the 21-day window, practice yesterday, back on the practice field again today. From all reports that he looked good.
Any chance they would activate him immediately this weekend and just say, hey, we want to start getting you ramped up for the Eagles game. Let's go out and play, you know, five snaps or something, and then next week play 10 snaps. You know, just do it now instead of waiting.
I'm going to know. See, I ain't never been athletic enough to have nothing tied off the bone.
Yeah,
you got to be serious, athlete at least serious, let that happen. Serious. I ain't never had nothing to tell.
I think you reevaluate after this week, and you see how he feels. See how he feels after doing a full week of practice, and if Monday comes and he's kind of feeling like, hey, I'm good to go, and maybe you don't even start him next week. Maybe you activate him, but then you kind of go out there and kind of do like you were doing Jason Peters.
Yeah,
put him in there for a series.
Yeah.
See how you feel. Maybe put them in, you know, for two or three series, and then by that time you'll have a good feel after that week's in that game. Hey, big fella, you ready to go?
Yeah.
And then, you know, go full bore on Christmas Eve. But
yeah, that was what I was wondering, is if they like they did with Peters. There's a few snaps here, a few snaps there, and they've got two teams coming up that aren't that good. They have maybe the luxury of, you know, working them in a little bit, but
I think
it
this week
would
be maybe
injury.
A little bit too soon. I think this is that acclimation, putting pads back on, feeling your helmet, seeing how your body responds after a week of physical play. They don't have pads on this week, so it's hard to get that real feel of you having to, you know, sit down in that stance, right, Nate, and be able to defend.
The thing is, if they wouldn't bring him back if I was playing. If I was defensive end, they wouldn't bring him back because the first eight rushes, I'm bull rushing it. I'm serious. Yeah. The first eight rushes, I'm bull rushing. They ain't gonna do that in this new NFL. You know, they're gonna still try to be, you know, to swim this and that. But man, that first, I'm like, he just got it. Okay, all right, coach. I'm not gonna let nobody get outside of me, but I'm finna bull rush this guy about six times.
Yeah.
And he would come off that field or he would stay. Because after those six bull rushes, he'll know whether practice. I'm talking about in the
right.
game.
All right, yeah. So let's take our first break of the show. We'll get back and we'll talk some more football. That Micah Parsons thing was I had to get that out. Yeah,
I wondered if you were going
to
bring that up.
100%.
I didn't even know because people tried to bring it up earlier and then the chat like, hold on, man, let me get this out here.
Yeah, y'all know I'm spicy like that. You gotta get that junk out. You know, people love the junk. That's right. So all right, let's stay right here. Well, y'all, we'll stay here. You guys stay where you're at, but we're gonna come back together after this break and talk about some football. The Texans and the Cowboys. They not
youthful Parsons.
Yeah, Micah Parsons.
You fool.
This is Hanging with the Boys. We'll be right back.
Wow, Pars.
I'm Dak Prescott, quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys. Blockchain.com is one of the most trusted ways to buy, sell, and trade crypto. Whether you're always on the go or stay closer to home, Blockchain.com is just a few taps away. Put the power of crypto in your pocket so no matter where you are, you can trade on your terms and build a crypto portfolio to fit your life. For crypto pros, rookies, and anyone in between, Blockchain.com makes it easy to own a piece of the future. Blockchain.com, trusted by millions, trusted by America's team.
SeatGeek has your back no matter what kind of fan you are. So whether you're a diehard fan or a don't-really-care fan, a we-got-em-next-time fan or we'll-never-win-again fan, a here-for-the-tailgate fan or a first-one-through-the-gates fan, SeatGeek not only makes buying and selling tickets easier than ever before, they made just about everything else easier, too. So whether you're a here-every-week fan or haven't been here in years fan, SeatGeek has you covered. Download the SeatGeek app today. SeatGeek, your ticket to great seats.
Star Sports Tours is the only official fan travel partner of the Dallas Cowboys, offering exclusive game weekend travel packages with pregame sideline access and photo ops with current players, cheerleaders, and Cowboy legends. You want to stay at a team hotel? Attend the best tailgate party in Texas? Tour the Star? And talk X's and O's with me, Everson Walls, with Star Sports Tours, you can. Visit CowboysTravel.com to book your travel package today.
Hey, Cowboys fans, ready to spice up your next watch party? Bring Yokiero guacamole and be the game day hero. Yokiero means I want, and we know you want great, fresh-tasting, ready-to-serve guacamole for your home-gating and tailgating events. Made with real avocados and the perfect blend of spices, it will be the star of any party. You can find us at your local Albertsons or Tom Thumb in the deli section. If you can't find it, talk to your store manager and tell them, Yokiero, Yokiero guacamole.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Back to Hanging with the Boys.
Welcome back to Hanging with the Boys, the 007 undercover spy show. We are undercover and everything.
So that's your handle, Chris, 007 on the
video game?
On the video game.
Our breaks are absolutely
hold on
amazing.
I had to turn the reverb off in here. Yeah. No, my name is not 007 on
Bond,
Call of Duty.
James Bond.
No, it's not.
What is your game?
Well, it used to be. You're gonna laugh. It used to be Daddy Shark Dude. So it was that for like 3 years, and then I just got tired of people singing the song to me.
I hate you.
When I jumped online, so now it's Beamer_TV.
All right, okay. This segment is brought to you by Blockchain, blockchain.com. Also, Walter Payton Man of the Year Award. Dak Prescott is this year's Cowboys nominee for Walter Payton Man of the Year, presented by Nationwide, recognizing NFL players for outstanding community service off the field and experiences on the field. Help Dak earn a $25,000 donation to his Faith, Fight, and Finish Foundation by voting on Twitter. Tweet or retweet hashtag WPMOY, Walter Payton Man of the Year Challenge, followed by Dak Prescott through January 8th. Vote Dak. There you go. That's some good usefulness right there. Maybe Micah should have been voting for Dak for Walter Payton Man of the Year Award and not voting, tweeting what he was tweeting. All right, man. Cowboys, offensively. Zeke and Tony Pollard, they got things going. Those two dudes in the backfield. Is this just enough? If we just say, okay, Tony, Zeke, we're going to run you, just run you on these guys all day long. Is that enough? Because I do want to see Tyron in this mix. And I do have to go back and apologize because I made a statement a couple months ago and I thought Tyron's days, and I think his days are still numbered in Dallas. I thought he wasn't even going to make it back this year.
No, I didn't either.
But such is life, and I never doubt a superior athlete, especially one that's way more superior than you.
Hall of Famer.
And so such is life, and so he is back. But is running the ball with those two guys the best formula for the Cowboys going into this game and forward?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, they're going to have to pass to, push the ball down the field and all that. But we've been saying it all year. They need to be balanced. They need to eat clock. They need to work towards their defense. The defense is still, outstanding. So whether they do that all game, I don't know. That'd be kind of nice. Might make the game go a little faster. But other than that, I don't.
I'm with you. I'm with you, Kurt. That's just a yes, yes, yes. Yes, sir. I'm with him. I'm serious. I'm with him. Roll, man. Your next question, sir?
No. I saw in the notes that our boy G from Jersey, and this is an interesting quote that he kind of put in there. He said, we said yesterday that the Cowboys look at this game and sometimes you get a little bit bored.
Yeah.
Because you're like, man, what are we going to do? Texans, not really. They're talented.
Yeah.
Not really much to. But on the flip side of things, are the Texans extremely hyped? Are saying we going to Dallas? We got an opportunity to kind of have that little Texas, that little Texas energy. And are they saying, let's go down there and shock the world, guys? Let's go down there and do something that nobody thinks we can do. I mean, Vegas has this as a 16-point favorite.
Something like that,
That's insane in the National Football League.
Biggest this year in the league.
Like, anytime you start going double digits, 10 is a lot. 11, 12 is crazy. 15, 16, that is stupid. Like, that's crazy.
And most are still picking the Cowboys, despite that big spread, so.
Yeah,
so 3 points in the fourth will make you do it, like that. But I'm, and believe me, Damian Pierce is his name, running back. He probably saying, hey, rookies got a way of saying, them the Cowboys. Come on, y'all, give me a split second. I promise you, I'll get there. They coming up this road trying to get us, but they just don't have it. They got Jerry Hughes, 13-year guy at TCU. He's a good pass rusher. You got King, Damian King back there, the second. He's a playmaker. He got him a interception and a fumble recovery, and he returned punts. I was listening to Broadus. He was talking about number 58, the linebacker. He said he's pretty good.
Kirksey.
Yeah, but I'm gonna tell you something, man. If we get a hat on a hat. I mean, this thing could be, ridiculous real quick. Yeah. And I don't want to downplay these guys are professionals, but if we go out and just play, it's not going to be a game. Even if the score is 25-22, it still shouldn't be a game. We should have stats that just read off the charts that we just didn't kick it in the end zone. We just didn't get seven, and we got three or four, 3 points instead of a seven. This shouldn't be a game, man. We should be clean. We should be right. We should be dominant. We should be dominant, man.
But, dude, I mean, I agree that the Texans are probably fired up for this. This is a big chance for them. But do teams face – I mean, I don't know, maybe you've faced it when you were in that 1989 team. Are you like, man, we're about to go up there and just get our brains beat in. I can't –
You don't think that way, but as the game go on and you see the talent is better.
Yeah.
And you could be playing good personally, but the brother next to you struggling, the dude over there struggling, they coming off their head down. That body language could be like a plague for the whole.
Can the Cowboys use this situation with Anthony Brown going down with the torn Achilles and out for the season, and you already lost Jordan Lewis, and now you're trying to find who is the next cornerback to step up for us? Can they use this particular game as a pseudo tryout? Right? Will you have someone like Mukwamu, Bland,
Nation.
Kelvin, Nation? Yeah. Is this one of those games where you can kind of – and then even Kendall Sheffield. He'll probably
– picked up a guy. Is that the guy they just picked
up?
Well,
they had Kendall Sheffield on the practice squad.
Yeah.
I don't know. I forgot who the guy they signed yesterday. Too. But, I mean, those are the four guys who can probably get in some of that mix. Will you – Can this be a game where those kind of guys get, you know, everybody get a little action? You know, everybody get a couple plays.
I'm going to play one or two guys. I don't want everybody getting no action. You need one or two guys because everybody ain't going to get action in 2 weeks. I need somebody to get ready to play, and we'll have a backup for that person. I don't need this thing spread out because, you know, corner by committee going to be about like offensive line by committee against good team. It ain't going to work.
Yeah. Kelvin Joseph's gotten a lot of criticism, partly for all of his off-field troubles. But has he been as bad as we think he's been? I mean, he's done pretty well on special teams this year. He's had limited opportunities on defense, but part of that is, you know, he had two pretty good solid veterans there in front of him. I mean, does he deserve a chance, I guess? He immediately came in. They scored a touchdown on him, but he had pretty good coverage on that. It was a nice back shoulder pass, and he was right there, but the kid made a good catch on it. But I guess that's my hope, is that
he'll be in better position.
He'll be better. Yeah, well, yeah. Then he's a better player as he gets more experience.
When you say the term deserve, that's the one thing that I wrestle with. Has he earned the right?
Yeah.
Because deserving and earning are two completely different things. And his draft status will probably say that he deserves the opportunity because he was a second-round pick. And a lot of us thought that Kelvin Joseph would have been far ahead than where he is right now. I mean, you don't go that high in the draft and you find your role as a special teamer, right? That's usually the role for a guy like C.J. Goodwin, who goes in the later rounds and who's an undrafted guy. That's the role for Sam Hurd and the Jesse Holly, you know, of the worlds. For a guy who goes in the second round, this is whatever position that they're playing in, you're looking for them to contribute at some way, shape, or form in a meaningful way. Necessarily not always starting, but if not starting heavy in the rotation on game day at that position. And so for Anthony, it's not for Anthony, for Kelvin Joseph, it's been disappointing. It's been disappointing that even in the preseason and in training camp, it was the Deron Bland show. And it had showed that he had done enough that they were trying to play him and giving him more opportunities than they were even Kelvin Joseph. So I don't know deserved. We're not at practice every day, so I'm hoping he's earning it. And at this point in time of the season, if he's the next guy up, then you need to go ahead and give him those reps.
Yeah.
And he's either going to have to sink or swim.
You got to. It ain't no more thinking about it. Unless you're going to pull one of them guys you signed the other day, pull somebody off the practice squad and start them to practicing yesterday at that number one spot, he is the man up. And he's got to do the job. And that's the bottom line.
And – go ahead.
Well, I just wondered what Quinn can do to help him, I guess.
Get to the quarterback. get to the quarterback. Because here's the unfortunate thing. And it's just the way that the cookie crumbles. The guy on the other side, they ain't throwing to him much. They're not throwing to him much. So who does that leave for them to throw at? You. So you either have to bow up and say, that ain't happening to me today. Y'all might want to try him today. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, make some plays, get a couple grabs. But that's the nature of the business. Opposite of you is, and that's probably like really like the only position where it works like that. Because, you know, normally if Micah Parsons, for example, he goes out there, he gets a double team. So the other guy on the other side gets one-on-one. So it's like, hey, I'm happy to be playing with the best, except when you play cornerback. Right? If I'm a receiver, I'm saying, shoot, if I got Randy Moss on that side, I'm happy to play with the best because they're going to double and triple team him, and now I'm over here eating. This the only position where having the best opposite of you, maybe that in like, you know, like tackle, because if that's the best left tackle, then they're going to probably come at you on the right side. But cornerback is definitely, because they're going to say, all right, I'm not messing with Trayvon Diggs. So everything we do, new guy, inexperienced guy who they kind of wishy-washy about to start with, everything that we're going to do going forward is going to be coming at you. We're going to line up our best against you. We're going to try to double move you. We're going to try everything in the book to see if you up to snuff to play.
Just be rest assured, every difficult third down and long is coming at you, and every ending of the half is coming at you, and if it's the winning play for the game, it's coming at you. So it's about five times you're going to have to really be the man, equal to the guy on the other side.
But can they, like, you know, ship to safety over or drop a linebacker?
They're going to do all of that. They're going to help them out when they can. Yeah. Well, what percentage would that be, Jess? About 35%?
Maybe, give or take. Yeah. Again, depending on what defenses are you trying to run.
Yeah. Right.
You know, if Pierce gets going and now you got to commit more guys to the line of scrimmage, then no, you don't get that. You're not going to get that extensive help. You know, but at times you're going to have – see – when you play against the better football teams, you're gonna have to be a guy. You're gonna have to be a dude. So they're gonna need to see a little bit of you on that island sometimes.
Yeah.
And I think Dan Quinn wants to see that. How are you gonna respond being on that island? Not saying you're gonna be one-on-one all day long, because the Cowboys don't play a ton of man coverage. They play some man coverage. They play a lot of zone. Cover three, cover four, different zones like that. Looks like man, but it's a zone. So are you able to hold up in those moments of zone? Because even in cover three, you have the third of the field. The safety has the middle of the field. The other corner has the other third of the field. So you still have to play kind of semi-islandish on that. If they run two, three verticals up that side that you're on and the safety got to grab one, well, that kind of puts you a little bit in the bond as well, but you can't let anything behind you because you have that deep third. So, all right, let's take our third and final break. And then when we come back,
it's moving like that.
Yeah, man. Are
you trying to dog Mike?
I didn't try to dog Mike.
You tried to dog Parsons, man. We had to bring that up.
We didn't have to?
Nah.
Well, we did.
Parsons, I love you. Just don't talk anymore, Parsons. Go silent, Parsons.
Zero Dark 30 for Micah Parsons. Yes. All right, stay right here with us. We'll be right back after this break. Kurt, Nate, Jess, we'll be back.
We love you, Parsons.
Hey, Cowboys fans, ready to spice up your next watch party? Bring Yokiero guacamole and be the game day hero. Yokiero means I want, and we know you want great, fresh-tasting, ready-to-serve guacamole for your home-gating and tailgating events. Made with real avocados and the perfect blend of spices, it will be the star of any party. You can find us at your local Albertsons or Tom Thumb in the deli section. If you can't find it, talk to your store manager and tell them, Yo quiero guacamole.
SeatGeek has your back, no matter what kind of Cowboys fan you are. So whether you're a diehard fan or a don't really care fan, a we got 'em next time fan or we'll never win again fan, a here for the tailgate fan or a first one through the gates fan, SeatGeek not only makes buying and selling tickets easier than ever before, they made just about everything else easier too. So whether you're a here every week fan or haven't been here in years fan, SeatGeek has you covered. Download the SeatGeek app today. SeatGeek, your ticket to great Dallas Cowboys seats.
I'm Dak Prescott, quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys. Blockchain.com is one of the most trusted ways to buy, sell, and trade crypto. Whether you're always on the go or stay closer to home, Blockchain.com is just a few taps away. Put the power of crypto in your pocket, so no matter where you are, you can trade on your terms and build a crypto portfolio to fit your life. For crypto pros, rookies, and anyone in between, Blockchain.com makes it easy to own a piece of the future. Blockchain.com, trusted by millions, trusted by America's team.
Hey, Cowboys fans, if you're thinking about attending a game this season, visit CowboysTravel.com to book your travel package today. Stay at the team hotel, have dinner with a Cowboys legend, and experience AT&T Stadium's exclusive VIP Owners Club. Also, tour the star, get autographs from your favorite players, and talk X's and O's with me, Mickey Spagnola. The official travel partner of the Dallas Cowboys will take care of all your travel needs. Visit CowboysTravel.com.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Back to Hanging with the Boys.
Welcome back to the number one watch podcast across the DallasCowboys.com network on YouTube.
Yes, sir, Jess.
By not 10,000, by not 50,000, not 75,000, by 100,000 views.
Yes, sir.
We just got some great news in the break.
Yes, sir.
Chris was reading back to us, you know, the ratings and how things are going between the podcasts.
Yes.
And we are the number one watched YouTube show across the Dallas Cowboys social media podcast platform. Nobody is watched more than us, and by a large margin, 100,000 more views.
Yeah. And what we need for y'all to do is send a shout out to old Shannon.
Yeah,
Gross.
Man.
Yeah,
that's our dude. And Shannon would always tell us, you know, YouTube is where it's at, guys.
Yes,
we got to get it right on YouTube. And Shannon, I hope we're doing a good job. I hope we're doing a good job. 100,000 more views than any other show on YouTube, any other show on the network viewed.
Keep your eye on Bro YouTube. Will. You know, he may start clipping us. Yeah, we better keep an eye on Bro
keep,
Will.
Keep your eye on Boss Man Eagleton.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, our show might start getting paused.
They may want to move things around. Hey, Coach Ricardo, you thinking about that 1 o'clock
slot?
Yeah,
yeah. They might start doing things at 1 o'clock now. But no. But thank you to all of the listeners. We appreciate
you.
Yes. We appreciate you. Shout out to my guy, Dale. My guy, Dale Oaks. Dale watches us, like, religiously. He's a good friend of mine. Like family to me, and Dale watches. He's like, man, you guys are part of my.
Where is he located?
Dale's here, Texas.
Okay.
Yeah. He's in Texas. He's here in Texas.
Cause that dude, I'm telling you, this dude Muhammad.
Muhammad's my guy. Kuwait, let's go.
Yeah, he's in Kuwait. Didn't he dogged you, bro?
No, he talked about the ribs and all that.
Yeah, he like.
But y'all didn't defend me.
Because in a pot, you cooking ribs in a pot. No, I ain't defending you.
You'd eat them.
I probably would.
All right, then. They fall right off the bone, man. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Right off the bone, man. But, yeah, man, that's super
exciting.
Can you
chew the bone?
I don't know.
Would you do beef or is it pork?
Pork. Come on now. You know, you got the little fat on there. That fat. That fat with pork rib is where it's got to be, baby. But no, we appreciate
you. That way it messes up my high blood. I'll be taking extra pills after that.
We appreciate everyone, man, for going on YouTube and watching us and making us a part of your routine. We hope that we continue to make you laugh each and every time that we are on.
I noticed they had Minnesota's quarterback.
Kirk.
Kirk. Yeah, he was doing it Cousins. He was doing his little jig on the plane. They say when it's after our game, they told him you can't go home because there's a bunch of chains sitting in your wrapped up your house. Is it a chain up his house and locked it?
Oh man, yeah, that was all the chains that he had on that chain on that plane. We definitely snatched those off Debo style. So and hopefully we'll see them again so we can snatch some more chains off. But man, that's super dope. I'm happy. I'm happy you guys go on YouTube.
Hey, let me put this down on you, man.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to say this. You know, every day I have something to say, and I like the way you brought the show. You know, I have a gripe every day or something.
Okay.
You know, and I like how you brought that Parsons thing up. But I just want to let you know, Michael, I still love you.
Still saying Michael around?
Yeah, I'm still going to say that. Because one day, some change is going to fall out of his pocket, and I'm going to say, hey, Mike, you want this? Like, nah, you keep a couple on the brush. All right. Yeah. I'm going to get him. And then I'm going to give it to Harley's.
Hollies.
Helping.
Hands. Yes.
No, I'm going to give it to Cougar. Hollies.
No. We getting some from the Cougars.
Oh, y'all get some from the Cougars. When do we go shopping? You ain't said nothing yet.
Listen. So I'm partnered with Sharing Life of Mesquite.
Okay.
And so I just got a phone call with them this morning, and we're going to have to push things up. So we may have to do it next Wednesday. I'm finalizing some things today.
Oh, boy, you know I got a show.
I know, but it's going to be nighttime. It's going to be the
nighttime. Yeah, the show is at 7. Yeah.
Oh, we'll figure it out.
Okay,
we'll
figure it out. Give some money.
We'll figure it out. Give lots of money, Nate.
I'll give some.
Give lots of it.
Parsons, then he fell out Parsons' pocket.
Give lots of it.
So I can give it back to him.
Give lots of it. If you haven't donated, please go and donate. Hit my Twitter up, at Mr. Fourth and Long.
You got to hit me, though. You got to hit me and the wife so we can.
Yeah, I got you. You're the only one who doesn't know how.
Stop. Quit trying to criticize me and Parsons. Love you, Mike.
We don't have to worry about Nate ever tweeting anything out that is not
You can. I'm gonna tell you where I'm at. Acceptable. I'm gonna tell you where I'm at, and that about fuzz. I'm going. I ain't finna go. This is what I've learned: is my wife has given out some information. I've told the story 100,000 times. My wife has given out some information, and it was when Jason Witten was playing, and she didn't spell Witten right. And these people, we giving out information about Witten that was positive and good and helping going into a game. Hey, I heard this. Witten gonna do. They attacked my wife, bore full on, and she trying to defend her. I say, sweetheart, stop. Stop. I say, I will never, ever respond to none of that again. Here we trying to give out positive, good information. You going to attack my wife?
Yeah.
Nah, man. So from that point on, I put it on there. You can say whatever you want. That's why when my man, you don't want to be Zeus, my man Isaiah put that, was trying to tell me. He was trying to tell me. I'm looking the other way, but now we're on our show, and I'm going to have to give you respect here. You're our fierce leader. And I found out Parsons. Wow.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I felt like a turtle. I almost wanted to kind of, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, that's my boy Parsons. I'm trying to set him up for a donation.
Donation. Did you see Zeke's quote to the media yesterday? They asked him why he didn't go to the game with OBJ the other night.
Yes.
And he said something about, I got to stay home sometimes, or if I go out every night, then you yell at me about going out. So it's like,
yeah.
That's the position these guys are in. They can't really win either way.
No.
There is no winning being a professional athlete. Mm-hmm. There's always, you're automatically
some winning
outside the line.
No. I mean, you're winning, but there's always going to be a contingency of people that's always like, you know, no matter what. If like you said, if Zeke's out in the street, shouldn't you be resting? Shouldn't you be studying? If he home, why you ain't come out? Why you ain't come out and support? So you're never going to be able to please people. So stop trying.
Say no more.
Stop trying.
I can't add or take away. You know, but how are y'all families? Since we covering the globe,
yeah, really, you know what I'm saying? Really a lot to break down on those Texans.
But no, what got it? Chris really derailed us with the YouTube. He really derailed us. He know he was. Wow, what was his?
I didn't mean to derail you.
Yeah.
I'm just
what was
you
the
know.
Sniper name? What was your sniper name, Chris?
What?
Your sniper name.
Oh, on the game? I told you what it
Daddy
was.
Daddy Shark.
It was Daddy Shark.
Well, so tomorrow we're going to have a lot of guests.
Yeah, why not, man?
Let I'm out tomorrow.
On. You're out tomorrow? Yeah, out tomorrow.
Oh, don't do that. Because Muhammad was going to come back on and tell you how he dogged you out.
Nah, he already told me.
He did.
He tweeted me.
Well, oh, Nate's been telling me. Oh, I better hurry and get Jesse.
He beat you to it already. All right, so Kurt's going to be out tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's all we got, man. That's all we got.
Yeah, man.
Let's not even prolong this thing anymore.
Nah.
I like it.
I'm going to go tweet some folks.
I'm going to tell y'all what, man. All you people out there attacking Parsons, you have a right to do your thing.
Look, but here's the funny part about it. So one guy said something to me, and he goes, yeah, man. He goes, Jess, I'm glad, what did he say something about? Like, hey, we can't go across the country or something like that and, get locked up. Right. They ain't coming to look for us. I said, speak for yourself.
Yeah.
Speak for yourself, bro. I know some folks. Yeah. I'm like, listen.
I told a dude that, man.
Speak for yourself. I got a few connections.
Yes.
My brother's tied in with a few high-profile political people. Right. I got a couple numbers in my phone who I can call. I said, I'm going to create enough buzz now. They ain't going to just leave me over there locked up. I'm going to create enough buzz to where some of the networks going to have to pick this thing up and be like, yo, where Jesse at? He talks about, you going to get locked over there too. Uh-uh. The hell I am.
All I ask.
The hell I am.
If I get locked up, all I ask, man. Feed me good, and you're going to have a nice guy forever. Feed me good, baby.
Get me home.
Yeah, feed me good.
Y'all better be on this show every day talking about free Jess.
My wife my wife loves to travel. And she like, babe, come on, I'll pay for it. She liked them foreign lands. I say, sweetheart, uh-uh. Yeah. Ever since she met me,
I can't drive there. Yeah.
Thank you. Man, come on, why would you want to go to these foreign lands? What do they have that we don't have? We got mountains, we got oceans, we got sand, we got sun. What do they? We got snow, we got Alps. What do these other lands have besides the raw materials that we need? Other than that,
it's different cultures and different things to see.
Different food.
Cultures we have English, we have Irish, German.
Let's stop because you get ready.
We have all folks here.
It's a point.
This is a melting pot.
You're right.
We have the Statue of Liberty. Thank you.
Didn't we steal that?
No, it was
stop,
a gift.
Stop, man.
Jeez.
We have the star.
And you're from Jersey. I cannot believe this.
We stole that.
You ready to get off the air, man? The number one YouTube show.
Elementary school.
We held them up.
Looking at the movie Godfather, he comes in a Vito Corleone, looks at the Statue of Liberty.
We stole that. We held them up.
Stop.
It's like Thanksgiving. We found America.
You're going to get canceled, man.
Ned, cancel me, please.
No, don't, because as long as we're number one, if we drop off by one, get rid of it.
I got 100,000 views. I can give me a couple. Give me at least five. Yeah. All right, man. We're out of here. Tomorrow we're taking calls. Kurt won't be here. Maybe he'll call in.
There you go, pretty boy. Dressed up.
All right, man. For real this time. All right, Nate.
Thank you.
Kurt.
Thank you,
Nate,
man.
For Kurt.
Number one view, baby.
Chris, for Audio Jazz, for Broham Willie. We are the number one watch YouTube show on this network. I am Jesse Hollywood.
Fill us when we speak.
Boys. Yeah, Barry Church, turn your lips up if you want to, Playboy. 100,000.
100,000. Yes, sir.
We out.
This has been a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about this, Cowboys? Yeah!